But the way I resolved that dilemma, in essence, was back in 1970, and for 9 years, I just turned off my input to what I'll call the outside world. I turned off my television, my radio. I didn't read newspapers anymore. And I also turned off a lot of people that were talking about things I didn't want to hear. Again, that worked for me. It worked so well that during that 9 year period, I achieved what I felt were magnificent results in the areas of meaningful relationships with many other people, perfect physical health, significant financial resources developed. It was like nothing had happened before in my life. And so by shutting out this negative input, it was really more like just sticking my head in the sand than it was allowing. So let me ask you. Go ahead.
There is great value to giving your attention to what is important to you. As you put your head in the sand, so to speak, mm-hmm. closing out much of the outside influence, you are able to focus upon that which is important to you. And as you give thought to anything, you draw power and clarity and results to it, you see. And as you do that, you receive contentment, the contentment mm-hmm. that comes only from wanting and allowing and achieving. Mm-hmm. As far as being one who was ignoring or putting your head in the sand, not paying attention to, rather than being allower, perhaps those fit together better than you think. In other words, giving your attention to what is important to you is the process by which you will allow the others to be that which they are wanting to be. To give your attention to you while you allow them to give their own attention to themselves is a very important process in becoming allower.
In other words, because I was expecting, although I'd never heard the words before, the law of attraction to work for me, and I was expecting the deliberate creative process, that law to work for me, I automatically had shifted into the stage of allowing, in a sense of the word?
That is correct. You were giving your attention to what was important to you, therefore attracting more of that, which made watching the television not interesting.
That's true.
Reading the newspapers not important. It was not that you were depriving yourself
No.
of something that you were wanting. Instead, by law of attraction, you were drawn more to what you were wanting.
Absolutely. Are most of us seeking to understand this law of allowing, or are you just saying that those of us who are speaking to you are wanting that?
All of you who exist upon the earth today in physical bodies intended before your emergence into these bodies to understand and be allower.
Okay.
Most of you from your physical perspective are far from understanding it or from wanting it. You would rather control one another.
Okay. So is this state of allowing that we are from some level seeking, one in which we can still see and be aware of what I'll call the negatives around us, or what feels negative from our perspective, and still remain joyous?
You will.
Or will we not see it?
Both.
Or we won't see it as negative?
All of that. When you were focused upon the things that were important to you, mm-hmm. you were not watching the television, you were not reading the newspapers,
right.
you were enjoying what you were doing. You were giving your attention to what was important to you, and the law of attraction brought more and more and more power and clarity to that. And so the other was simply not drawn into your experience because it did not fit with those intentions of growth
Good.
And achievement. When you are clear about what you are wanting, you do not have to forcefully keep yourself upon the track. By law of attraction, it occurs. And so it is not difficult to be an allower. It comes easily simply because you will not be so interested in all of those things that have nothing to do with what you are about.